Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, the franchise family reunion continues with Karen Wenning of Subtle Strauss. Today's episode is brought to you by NetCertive, Fotify, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, Pollinate is an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to create a reward system that engages your customers, boosts sales, and boosts frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and a 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Okay, geeks, each Friday here through the holidays, we're reconnecting with our friends in franchising and catching up with them on how they and their families are doing and how their businesses are doing here as we evolve through 2020. And today we're chatting with Karen Wenning, Business Development Manager of Subtle Strauss. Karen, how are you?
Hi, Jack. I am pretty terrific, all things considered.
I haven't seen you in about, let's call it 10 months now, which is kind of strange because I'm used to seeing your face several times a year at some of the franchise events. So thanks for being here on the Franchise Family Reunion.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I know, especially given the fact that we live about 2.5 hours apart.
2.5 hours apart between Chicago and Madison, Wisconsin, but also kind of a world away. I don't think we're supposed to, cross the border anymore, right?
That is absolutely right.
And I'm definitely not going to Wisconsin again while the Packers are doing so well and the Bears are doing so terribly this year. I just don't want to hear it. So give me the update on what's happening in your community. First of all, how are the family and how are the chickens doing?
Oh, well, the family's doing fairly well given the circumstances. My children have not been physically in school since March.
Wow.
That's interesting. Ooh. With three children at home.
Yeah.
We are on emergency order number 10 and executive order number 94 here in Dane County, which is where I live. So, you know, we've just been navigating what that means as a family and trying to kind of keep moving.
And tell me about Subtle Strauss. You've been with the company now for how long?
Well, I've been with Subtle Strauss for 13 years, and prior to that, I worked for an advertising agency that specialized in distributed marketing networks with manufacturers and their dealer network.
Got it. And everything's still kind of moving forward with Subtle Strauss? How's everybody doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are an essential business, and while we have 200 employees, with the number of executive orders that we've had, we've certainly had to adjust our workforce, and many of us are working from home, and there are certain positions that obviously can't work from home.
Yeah.
So we've just navigated that throughout the you know, 8-9 months that we've been challenged with this.
What do you see happening in the next few months? Does it feel like we're going to be continuing that same sort of structure at Subtle Strauss, or do you feel like things might be opening up, or what's your feeling there?
Well, gosh, I sure hope that things start to open up. I guess I was a little naive in the beginning and thinking that, you know, we were going to be locked down for a month or two and then everything would go back to normal. And I think that we're all starting to realize that even, you know, when a vaccine becomes available, it's not like there's going to be a switch and in 2021, all the lights are going to come back on. Yeah. That's just not realistic. So we'll just continue to find the best path forward and, you know, find the silver linings in everything that's happening now.
It's good that you're an essential service. I mean, obviously the businesses that remain open, the franchisees and the local owners out there who have their doors open. They need marketing help more than ever, I would assume. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of resurgence in old technologies that are coming back. So when I say that, I'm talking about like QR codes. You go into a restaurant now, you're going to scan a QR code to access the menu.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I think I've seen more QR codes than I've seen in about 12 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, direct mail pieces where the QR codes are taking people directly to the donation page, for example. So we're seeing that in the market, and that's good and bad. There's a lot of debates about that. There's people that are talking about wanting to have their menus back, which certainly makes sense, but we want to do what is safe and best for, you know, our franchisors and franchisees. And right now, QR code is a good way to go.
What are some other old technologies that you see maybe coming back? I think, you know, we look at things like printing of menus. Every time that I have had the opportunity to walk into a restaurant in person, sitting down inside here in Illinois, I'm seeing more printed material than I used to. We're not touching the touch screens as much as we were a year ago.
Sure, that too. So as far as technology, I mean, there's a lot of new substrates that can be used that can be wiped down, for example, for menus and things like that. And I'm not sure that that's really new technology, but it's technology, I guess, in that people are starting to appreciate more. So while, you know, you can print a menu on paper, you can also print it on a synthetic. A synthetic is not only going to not rip, but it's also going to hold up in that environment if it's going to have to be wiped down, for example, or, you know, a laminated piece. We're seeing more of that. We're also seeing a lot more requests for direct mail. So people are enjoying going to their mailbox again and seeing what's available in there.
Yeah, and they're home. They're not traveling, right? They're not off on vacation in Europe, or they're not, you know, traveling to New York twice a month or something like that. They're actually getting their mail again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. So I like that you guys have you know, sort of shifted into hitting consumers where they are currently on behalf of the franchisee clients, because, you know, we've spoken so much about the hard hit that so many franchise systems and local franchisees have taken this year throughout the pandemic, but it's really hit a lot of our supplier friends as well, right?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, you know, obviously we've had to make some reductions, and even when we are, you know, seeing a Q4 increase as we do every year, we have to be very conscious of how we're using our employees, right? So if we have employees in specific departments and one department is overwhelmed with work and another department has less work, previous state, we would have pulled employees from one department and brought them to another department, right? To help out. It's very common sense.
Yeah.
But now during the pandemic, it's very difficult to do that, because if you're removing someone from their regular position and taking them into another department, if somebody in that department then contracts COVID, then everybody has to go home, right? And then we've shut down an entire department. So we really have to be extremely careful about how we manage our human resources. So, you know, being timely right now is a great thing. But sometimes if I have a department that's overwhelmed, we really can't increase the speed in which we produce something because we're limited to the employees that we have available in that department, if that makes sense.
We'll be back to talk about some trends for 2021 right after this word from Photify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we've created for the podcast, and we're sharing on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So, tip for all of you marketing pros at franchise systems: if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to create great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. What do you see happening in franchising in 2021? You talk to so many franchisors every day on the phone, on video calls and everything. What types of things are you hearing and how do you think people are faring and what do you see happening early in the new year?
Yeah, well, as far as, you know, from the marketing standpoint, I think that people are going to continue to really work on their social and digital. And that is honestly what I would recommend. Yeah. I think that there are going to be, you know, new products available that are going to make a really omni-channel marketing more obtainable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to, we're going to see an uptick in that in 2021. As far as, you know, the different segments of franchising, I mean, you know, we have restaurants that have done better year over year than last year because yeah. they're in small towns and they yeah. have drive-throughs and they've really been able to, you know, address the situation. We have tutoring franchises that have been able to expand their markets because they were able to take their entire curriculum and put it online. So that enabled franchisees, you know, that are out of state to get new clients that are in another state, for example. Perfect example is my son, who is a sophomore in high school, is now participating with a tutoring program that is, the franchisee is in Louisville, Kentucky. So there are a lot of things that have happened that I think are going to really change the way that we think about franchising and what it means and what those territories look like and how it's all managed. And I think the more conversations that I'm having, I'm finding that, you know, the future actually looks really bright.
Yeah, I totally agree. And back to your example of your son using a tutor who's a franchisee who's based in Kentucky, I think we need to redefine things like territory, right? And when we're doing so much online stuff, even with franchised businesses, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's within a 5-mile radius of you. So yeah, that's really interesting. Tell me what else is making you optimistic about 2021?
Well, we have some new products that are coming out. We have something that's called a Connected Mail, and you can learn more about that on our website. But what Connected Mail does is it enables us to take a mailing list and do some social media matching and get 8 to 16 touches in one direct mail piece. Ooh. Through follow-up and Google display ads and putting a cookie on the website and the direct mail piece itself. So we're really excited about that in 2021. And then also a lead match, which would enable you to collect leads that have left your website and haven't done anything. So they haven't filled out a form and then be able to contact them with a direct mail piece. So everything centered around direct mail.
I like that idea of the connected mail piece where I would assume the messaging is the same, whether you're getting a direct mail piece or a social media ad or some sort of search ad results, that it's the same or it's some sort of connected message throughout all of those places. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yes.
I like that a lot because, you know, we see so many brands that are doing one thing over here, but then another department's in charge of, you know, what we're doing today on Instagram or something like that, right? And the messaging just doesn't seem to flow and it's just not very seamless. So especially with directed mail, I really don't know anybody else who is doing that with direct mail and all of the digital stuff. So that sounds very cool.
Right. I mean, direct mail typically, you know, you used to say you get like a 1-3% response, and then that increased a little bit because less people were receiving mail and millennials mm-hmm. like to receive mail. But now with connected mail, you actually get a dashboard that's going to show you how many touches you got, and really gives you an opportunity to be able to see what's happening with your direct mail versus, you know, in the past where, yep, it was sent out and it touched them once and that's really all we know. So pretty excited about that.
Very cool. If people have some questions about that or anything else we've talked about here today, where is the best place where we can send our listeners to learn more?
Well, absolutely. They can contact me directly, Karen Wenning at subtle-strauss.com, or they can go to our website, subtlestrauss.com, and then under services is the information about Connected Mail and really all of the services we provide.
Excellent. And I mentioned the chickens earlier and we didn't quite get to them. So give me a quick COVID update on the chickens. How are they doing?
Oh, well, the chickens are fantastic. we have, well, we are down to 7 now. We lost one during the pandemic.
Oh, due no.
To apparently a hungry predator. we're sort of used to this happening. The new exciting thing for the Wenning family is that we rescued a Newfoundland dog.
Oh, I love Newfies. Great. That's
and
awesome.
He is 9 months old and he came with the name Bear, which we've changed to Grizz. so if you've heard of like Grizzly Bear, right? But what comes to my mind is Griswold from Christmas Vacation. So nice. The chickens, recognize that this is a new different dog and they take off every time they see him. So we are going to have to work on that connection between those two.
There you go. That's a nice project for this winter to take on. Karen, thanks so much for joining me here on Social Geek Radio today in the Franchise Family Reunion. I hope to talk to you again real soon.
I appreciate it. Take good care, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word about NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales to their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market, every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertive knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertive average around 20% more sales than franchisees that don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at NetCertive.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.